Oh, that glass just looks so great. I don't know if you've ever seen a double-walled shot glass, but it's just lovely. It's a glass within a glass. And of course, what the objective is to keep the coffee warm, but your hands don't feel the heat. So because you're just got your fingers on the outside glass, and then there's a glass in the glass, and there's a bit of a gap between the two glasses, if you want, and the coffee resides in the inner glass. And of course, these two glasses merge at the rim where your lips go, and it just looks so lovely. Everything's settled now, and I'm gonna have a go. I think, and I hope I won't be disappointed again. You know what? This really is much better. The mouthfeel was quite thick, and it wasn't as bitter as soon as the coffee reached your tongue. But there is still this lingering aftertaste, which is towards a very dark chocolate. So the hint of bitterness is definitely there. Again, I mean, it's not unpleasant. It's just maybe a little bit disappointing because I like seeing richness oozing out of my portafilter from the basket into the cup. And of course, this pour is not happening like that. But I will say that there is a definite improvement from yesterday. Maybe it was just my incompetence yesterday of not giving this bean the attention it needed. And I know that all this racket that was going on in the background just absolutely drove me nuts. But this is a nice espresso. Reflecting even more on this espresso, I might add that it might just be an old school espresso. And what I mean by that is that the roast is darker than we now expect and are accustomed to with this third generation of coffee roasters, which have surfaced for the past kind of 3 years. They take the roast a little lighter. I don't know, they just get something really, really right, which my palate likes at least. But this might be just a bit of more kind of an old school coffee roaster who's maybe very, very influenced by the deep south of Italy where they roast very, very dark. One thing's for sure, there is no Robusta in it. So the bitterness comes from somewhere else. But again, I mean, it's not unpleasant. This bitterness is not unpleasant. We just have to live with it. And it is a lovely coffee, just as an espresso. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what it's like as a latte. But I don't think I'll do that today. I've had two coffees so far, but I am enjoying this.